The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Does it matter where you get your surgery? Does it matter if you have insurance from UPMC or Highmark? This is Davis Cameron.
Matthew Walker.
And Brianna Williams.
We explored why healthcare companies advertise and if these ads have left a negative image. We spoke to Dr. Donald Widowitz, hematologist and oncologist at the Hillman Cancer Center and a clinical professor at the University of Pittsburgh, about the history of advertising in the medical field.
We were not allowed to advertise. So during my career, that changed. The reasons being is because the physicians and medicine tried to keep above the fray of the nonsense that goes into advertising.
Beginning in the late 1970s, court decisions made it possible for doctors, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies to advertise directly to the public. We spoke to Dr. Lars Perner, Assistant Professor of Clinical Marketing at the Marshall School of Business at the University of Southern California. He explained that ads for hospitals, even those about a specific surgery that may not be of interest to a broad population, are designed to create an overall positive impression of the hospital itself.
This may influence people who are going in for other types of treatment, so you hear that this particular type of surgery is done very well at this hospital, and you get what you call a halo effect, that is, that if people tend to reason that if they do this well, they're likely to do these other things well.
While not opposed to such advertising, Dr. Widowitz cautioned that healthcare issues are complex and ads should not necessarily be considered a complete and accurate story.
Because, you know, frankly, advertising's purpose is to sway people's opinion and many times only says the good side of their point, not their downside.
Sometimes this advertising can mislead the public. Again, Dr. Perner.
Negative advertising does raise some ethical issues. There's an issue about whether what you're saying is actually true, and if it's true, if it's actually meaningful, you can say true information and still distort the overall meanings.
In Pittsburgh is an ongoing dispute between healthcare giants UPMC and Highmark, each with its own network of hospitals, doctors, and insurance plans. This dispute has led to an onslaught of advertising by each of these organizations, much of which has been designed to discredit the other. Although known throughout the world for its state-of-the-art medical facilities, Western Pennsylvania is also getting a different reputation with respect to healthcare.
I've never seen anything quite like it. I've practiced medicine in Florida for years and nothing going on like we have in Western Pennsylvania. It's famous. I mean, I was talking to a reporter from the Wall Street Journal about another issue. And he goes, this is constantly on our radar about how to discuss what's going on over in Western Pennsylvania.
With an estimated price tag of $10 to $20 million spent annually on advertising, what's the point?
It's about making money, right? If they both want to make money, they want to keep their share.
But could this money used for advertising be spent in a more effective way? Dr. Widowitz mentions the common belief that the money spent on advertising could be used instead on patient care.
In discussions I've had with colleagues before is, capitalism and medicine don't mix well because the goals become making money as opposed to taking care of patients.
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Hines Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Hines Endowment.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at hines.org.